We have been in a series called Puzzle Pieces, and this is by design, obviously. As a new church, as a startup church, as a church plant, we don't want to pretend that we have everything figured out or everything together or that we're perfect at everything. And so this is one of the major things that we wanted to focus on in our first year of existence. We wanted to focus on what it looks like for us to be the body of Christ, for us to support each other, for us to be there for each other, and for us to take care of each other. And we wanted to talk about our design and how we fit together. And so this series is kind of done with all those things in mind. And so we've spent these last couple weeks talking about how we're puzzle pieces. We've talked about how we're created uniquely as individuals, how we don't look the same, we don't talk the same, we don't act the same, we don't have the same gifts. We've talked about how when we use our gifts together, though, we're part of a greater picture. We're part of a community, and we're part of the body of Christ. Last week, we talked about living in community and being there for each other. We said one of the reasons that we fit together was so that we could practice all of the one another's that are mentioned in the Bible that we're asked to do. You hear often, love one another. If you don't know each other or you don't talk to each other, it's hard to love each other, right? And so we've been talking about how we fit together, how we're a community, how we're puzzle pieces. And this week we're going to kind of wrap that up and take a look at our final week. And I don't want to over-advertise this, but I think this is the best week, all right? So get excited if you're not excited. Maybe you stayed up too late for the Ohio State game. Just start like getting yourself worked up and into a frenzy, okay? Because this is going to be good stuff, all right? I promise. So wanted to just let you know that we're going to be in Ephesians 4 today. And if you don't know it, there is a Bible under your chair. Or the chair next to you, you can steal it from the person sitting on that chair and act like it was yours all along. But we want to look at a passage today from Ephesians 4. It's on page 909 if you have one of the Bibles that's under your chair. If you have an app on your phone or iPad, you should know how to look that up, hopefully. But if you don't, ask the person next to you. I know people that don't know how to use their phones, and they're too embarrassed to ask sometimes. So we won't judge anyone, all right? So Ephesians 4 is a passage that we want to look at. And this is kind of, like I said, the cherry on top as we talk about puzzle pieces and how we fit together. Ephesians chapter 4, page 909. We're going to start with verse 11 and go through verse 16. And I want to just read this to us and unpack some of what this says for us, because I think it has some great instruction and honestly a great challenge for a church that's at our phase and is at the age of our church, a young startup church. This has some really key things, and so we just want to look at them and see what God has for us today. So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, you can follow along. Let me read it out loud to us here. It says this: He is the one who gave these gifts to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Until we come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature and full-grown in the Lord, measuring up to the full stature of Christ. Then we will no longer be like children, forever changing our minds about what we believe because someone has told us something different or because someone has cleverly lied to us and made the lie sound like the truth. Instead, we will hold to the truth in love, becoming more and more in every way like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. Under his direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. So some of this probably seems like there's some overlap, some review, some things that we've talked about other weeks, and I guess that's a little bit true, but verse 11, right there off the bat, says he, talking about God, because you see it's capitalized, right? And when you're talking about Mark, you never capitalize he, because I'm not important, or anyone else. We're talking about God. He gets a capital letter, though, right? And it says, he is the one who gave these gifts to the church. And so as a review, God has given his gifts to the church. He's given each one of us gifts. Some of us have the same gifts. Some of us have different gifts, but we all have gifts. There's a few mentioned there. It says the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors, teachers. And maybe you're reading that and you're thinking, Where's the artist or where's the guitar player, all right? This isn't an exhaustive list, all right? So you don't have to have one of those five gifts. You're not worthless if you don't, okay? This is just an example saying there are gifts that are given to the church, there are gifts that God has given to the church, and some things that we've been talking about, and that is how he has gifted us to function as his body. That's how he's gifted us to meet each other's needs. That's how he's gifted us so that we can live out love and live out the one another's in the Bible. Like we talked about last week, when we live in community, when we take care of each other, when we meet each other's needs, that's the greatest advertisement, the greatest billboard that we can have for the world. All right, we see different examples in the Bible where when Christians are loving each other, when they're taking care of each other, when they're meeting each other's needs the way that they should be, the way that they were designed to, the world notices that. The world sees that, and the world wants that. Verse 12 kind of answers the question, all right, so we've got these gifts. I'm told that I have gifts. What does this really mean? It says their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and to build up the church, the body of Christ. All right, and so we've been given these gifts, and it even says that there's responsibility to these gifts. Maybe you've seen that clip from Spider-Man where it says with a gift comes a responsibility, right? When you have a gift, you have to do something about it. If you're someone who can shoot web out of your hands, you have to go save people, right? Okay? You probably don't have that gift, all right? I don't want to depress anyone, but you probably have another gift, okay? But there's a responsibility that comes with a gift. When someone does something for you, you want to honor their investment. You want to honor their gift, all right? And so if your parents helped you pay for college or your parents are paying for college, you probably don't want to go out and get like all D minuses, all right? You probably want to do the best that you can to honor their investment and to honor what they've done for you. If a company gives you a signing bonus, all right, you probably want to work hard. You want to invest in that job and you want to see where you can take things. And so there's a responsibility to these gifts. But here's what that responsibility is. It says, with those gifts, our responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work. All right? And so as we're using our gifts, as we're using our gifts, we're encouraging each other. We're investing in each other. We're building each other up so that we can do God's work. Just a quick example. Our band up here is not up here singing so that you can say, wow, they have pretty voices. Or look, they all kind of match. Her scarf matches his jeans. How great. What a cool band. You know, they're not up here for that reason. They're not up here so that you can say, oh, they were a little pitchy today. I'm not sure what happened. All right. They're up here to sing songs that are based on God's word and build that into your life and into your heart and into your mind so that throughout the week, when you get sad, when you get depressed, when you get challenged, when you feel attacked by Satan, you can remind yourself God is sovereign and even what the enemy means for evil can work out for God's good. They're up here using their gifts to equip you, to build those things into your life, to encourage you so that they can be the body of Christ for you, so that they can support you, so that they can care for you. God gives our gifts to mesh together, to fit together, and to complement each other. But verse 13 here is a verse that I really want to look at today. It says, we're using these gifts, we're responsible to equip each other. It says, until we come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature and full-grown in the Lord, measuring up to the full stature of Christ. So the way that we're designed, the way that we fit together, the way that we complement each other, the way that we support each other, the way that we take care of each other, the way that we love one another brings us to unity in faith, teaches us a knowledge of God's Son, Jesus. It helps us mature. It helps us be full grown in the Lord, and it helps us attain to the full stature of Jesus Christ. That sounds like a pretty good design, huh? Here's the other side of that. If we're not being the body of Christ, if we're not supporting each other, if we're not taking care of each other, if we're not saying, what gift has God given me and how can I be responsible to honor him with that, to give that back to him, if we're not doing that, we can just assume the opposite of this verse is happening. I think sometimes we don't look at that, and I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, I don't mean to give a guilt trip, but I think that's what this verse is saying. It's saying when we're giving our gifts, we're in unity. If we're not using our gifts, if we're not being the body of Christ, we can kind of assume that there's no unity there. We can assume that we're not going to be closely knit. We're not going to be tied together. It says there's going to be unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son. And so if we're not giving our gifts, if we're not being the body of Christ, if we're not investing in each other, you can just assume that you're going to be a part of a church that isn't based in faith, a church that doesn't act in faith, a church that doesn't have faith. And if we're not giving our gifts, you can assume that we're going to be a group of people that isn't really growing in our knowledge of God's Son. If we're not taking care of each other, we're not going to be mature. We're going to be immature. If we're not loving one another, if we're not being the body of Christ, if we're not living in community, if we're not investing in one another, if we're not giving our gifts, instead of being full grown in the Lord, we're going to be runts. Right? We're going to be immature, we're going to be small, We're going to lack the stature that was intended for us. We're going to be underachievers. We won't even begin to measure up to the full stature of Christ. That's not what I want for this church. I'm assuming that's not what you want for this church or for any church. God has designed us to fit together, to complement each other, to take care of each other, to use our gifts to encourage each other, to equip each other, to be more like Christ, to see a full picture of Christ, to be mature in Christ. And when we're not functioning in our gifts, when we're not living our gifts, when we're not giving our gifts, that design doesn't happen. That design can't take place. It can't be the way that it's created or the way that it was supposed to be. And so the opposite takes place. Verse 14 says, "Then we will no longer be like children, forever changing our minds about what we believe, about what someone has told us, something different, something cleverly that was lied to us." If we're not being the body of Christ, we're never going to be mature. We're always going to be tossed around. Our opinions and our thoughts and our ideas and our faith and our knowledge and the picture we have of God and what He wants from us is going to change. Verse 15, though, is just kind of a review and kind of paints a picture again of what we should want to see, what we should be. "Instead, we will hold to the truth in love, becoming more and more in every way like Christ, who's the head of the body, the church. Under His direction, the whole body is fitted perfectly together. And as each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love." So I'm sorry to talk about that depressed part and say what would happen if we don't give, but this is the picture of what will happen when we do function as we were created. I mentioned that we're in this series for a reason. We're at this stage in the development of Movement Church and in the function of Movement Church for a reason. We're not going through this passage just because I karate chopped the Bible there in the front row and thought, all right, here we go, Ephesians. Let's try to think of something funny or smart to say. I hope this works. Right? We're talking about this because this is where we are. You guys might hear the term church plant, or you might hear the church that, or the term that we're a startup church or a new church. And there are some awesome things about being a startup church and a new church and a church plant. And there are some things that are a faith walk. When we started meeting with our launch team a year ago, we started getting together and we started talking about the kind of church that we wanted to be, the kind of body we wanted to be, how we wanted to love and serve our community. We often said, we're not a complete body yet. We said, we're missing some gifts. We're missing some people. We're missing some pieces. There were 15, 20, 30 of us in a room sometimes talking. And so I would often say that we just had like two elbows and a knee. We weren't really the whole body of Christ. We were just part of it. But what's exciting about this fall is as I look around and as I look at who has now come to call Movement Church home, who has become a part of us, who has become connected here, I look around and I feel like for the first time I can see a full expression of the body of Christ. I mean, I don't have some checklist. I don't think anyone else does. Phil's pretty organized, though, so he might. But I don't think anyone has a checklist. Like, all right, we have 17% of musical people, and we have people who like to counsel and give advice, and we have people who like business and numbers. But look around. There's a full expression here. There are people with gifts. And in some ways, I don't think that we're the church plant that we were a year ago. Kristen and I, my wife, we recently kind of redid some landscaping and planted some plants, and I was kind of super OCD about making sure they're in the ground, and it probably sounds like I'm always OCD. Maybe I am, but the reason I was, we put some bushes in when we first moved to our house, and I felt like every time I came home from a meeting or something, I would look up, and one of our sons would like drag a toy or move the hose or something, and we have four bushes right in front of our windows. And the third one in would just be like laying on the ground, like completely uprooted and pulled out, right? And so when I think of a church plant, when I think of roots, when I think of maturity, when I think of just the phase that we were in, I think last year, a year ago, this isn't a bad thing, but this is just where we're at. We didn't have roots, we didn't have maturity, we didn't have a full expression of the body of Christ. Now I look at our church, I look at the movement groups that we have, the way that they're meeting, the way that they're caring for each other, the things that we're able to do in the community. And I think for the first time, We have maturity. We have some roots. We have some stature and something to build on. But as I look at this passage, something I wanted to just bring up today, just because we have stature, just because we have size, or just because we've reached this magical point, I don't know whatever the number would be, doesn't mean that we're doing our job, that we're functioning as the body of Christ. It doesn't mean that we're taking care of each other. And as I look at this passage, I feel like if I could just boil it down to one sentence, a big idea, it would say when we give our gifts, when we volunteer our gifts, we all win. We all win because we see a full and complete picture of Christ. We see a full and complete picture of who he is, and we're able to care for each other. I think sometimes we think like, well, I've got to volunteer, or I've got to do this, or I got signed up for every other week, so I can't sleep in this week, I've got to do this. The fact that we get to serve God, the fact that we get to experience his body, the church, is an amazing privilege. An amazing privilege that we're not necessarily supposed to experience. We have no reason that we should, other than the grace of God giving us gifts and letting us experience his body. So I mentioned that as I look around, I feel like we have a full expression for the first time, but I don't know if all of us have had that opportunity yet to say, all right, how am I connected? How is this my church home? How am I giving my gifts? How am I relying on the gifts of others? How am I experiencing the gifts of others? And how have I become involved so that we can be mature, so that we can be complete, so that we can attain to the full stature of Jesus and what he has for us as a church? And so I want to just bring up some things today, some different places that I think that people can get involved in Movement Church. You guys have a white card under your seat. Maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't. There's a few different things under there. There's a white card and a pen. And these cards, they just list some of the things that we're looking for as a church. Because we're all gifted different ways, we're all able to serve different ways, and we're all able to function in different ways. And so I wanted to just offer this today. Please don't see this as a guilt trip. Please don't see this as a sign up or everyone will be judging you on your way out the door. But as a church, we say that we have values, and we want to truly value the things that we say we value. We value serving and being the body of Christ because we believe this is what God's word tells us to do. We want you to be connected here. We want you to experience the body of Christ. We want you to see a full expression of his love as you interact and see the gifts of other people and give your gifts. And we believe in that so much that we're going to ask you to do that. The same way that we ask people to be a part of movement groups, not as a guilt trip, but because this is what we believe is the call of the church. This is how we believe God has designed the church. And so there's different things on there. You'll see that under Movement Kids, they're still looking for some musical people. Some of you that were here last week got to see an expression of their music, all right? So that is not a boring job. If you're not high energy, you probably don't want to do that job. I'll just tell you right now, okay? We had some kids up here singing last week. Some of them may have been mine, some of them weren't, you know, so you can figure out which ones had red hair and who were really hyper and all that stuff. But what an incredible thing to do, to be able to say, you know, some of us are like, well, I play guitar, but I can't be up there. Or Matt, who was playing with those guys, he can do both. But some of us are like, I only play guitar at my house. All right. Well, maybe if you're not comfortable up here, maybe you could use that gift to play songs for Movement Kids. Maybe you could get with them and just show them what it's like to worship God, to sing to God, to celebrate who God is. So they're looking for that. They're also looking for people to be service hosts. Best thing about being a service host, you don't actually have to talk to a kid, right? You just get to meet the parents, sign people in. And so if you're like, you know what? I want a free t-shirt, but I don't actually like kids. That might be a job that you could do, all right? So those are the Movement Kids, different things you could do. Here's a big one. This is under what we call operations. And it's funny, I was riding this morning. Malachi, our oldest son, usually comes to church with me because he's out of bed, and I try to bring him at least, so get him out of mom's hair. Well, this morning, Kanan, our three-year-old, was also up at like 6:30, and I was like, this is going to be a great day. So we got everybody's like electronic toothbrushes, you know, and we were brushing the teeth. We got them ready, and we were here by 7. And on the way here, it's so funny, they're starting to realize that like at church, you talk about things. Like for a long time, they just thought you just like came here and had like a donut and like high-fived some people or something. I don't know what they thought, but like they go to a Bible study with their mom during the week, and so they're starting to get, they'll be like, what'd you talk about today, Mom? And so Malachi, I promise he said this on the way here. He's like, hey, Dad, what are you talking about today? I don't think he knows that I talk or whatever. He just knows that like something's going on in this room and there's going to be a topic. And because he had seen that I had, you know, we had some puzzle pieces and all kinds of stuff. And I was like, oh, we're talking about puzzle pieces and how God gives us gifts. And we can use those gifts to love each other. And we all have different gifts and we fit together like a puzzle. And I promise I'm not making this up. He said, Dad, you should find out if there are people who can help us set up, because that's a really hard job and we need more people, all right? I promise. He comes every week at 7. He's 5 years old. He said that because he set up some of the stuff you see in here today. He brings things out. He sets up the toys in the kids' room, and he's a part of that, and he sees that. And so if I'm being honest, under operations, under setup and teardown, that is a need in our church. That's kind of been something that we've just been like filling the holes and plugging the holes. And our band helps set up the whole building and the whole room. And honestly, sometimes that can be exhausting. It's not an exhausting job, but when you're doing 2 and 3 jobs, it can be something that can wear on people. And so if I'm being honest, there is a need at Movement Church for people. You wouldn't have to come every week. You don't have to be able to bench press 500 pounds, all right? But we need people who can be a part of a rotation and help us set up and tear down consistently. We need people who can help us do that so that we can take care of each other and so that we can love each other. Also on there, you see different stuff, database entry, administration. I've been on staff at churches where there's like 10 pastors and 15 secretaries and different directors and all kinds of stuff. And we do not have that luxury right now. And so we have a lot of people filling volunteer roles. And so every week when people fill out a VIP card, there are people who take those things home and put them in our database and make a list of people that we can follow up with. If you're someone that's like, you know what, I hate kids and I hate getting up early, but I love spreadsheets. I don't know why anyone would ever say that, but I know that those people exist, okay? If you're someone if you have a shirt that says like, I love Excel, okay, this might be a job for you, all right? And I'm joking, not all of us have that gift. I kind of truthfully love spreadsheets, all right? But if you're one of those people, we could use help in database entry administration and different things. And so these are just some things I wanted to highlight to you. If you want to circle one of those and put your information on there, we're gonna pass around the offering. You're not like signing a contract in blood, like, yes, I will be here next week at 4:45 a.m. You're just saying, you know what, tell me more about administration. I work as an office assistant. This is in my gifting. Tell me what that looks like, because I could invest in the church. There's other stuff on there for first impressions. Parking team, I don't know if you've noticed, but as we've grown, our parking situation continues to get busier and crazier, and so we want to start being strategic about where we put people and how we welcome people. And so maybe you're just someone that owns a winter coat and has 2 hands, all right? That's all you need. You just point, and even if you don't have that, all right? We can get you out there, and you can help people park, but that's a job you could do. Maybe you're someone that's passionate about coffee or is mad that we don't have whipped cream on our coffee or something. If you want to affect that, you can do that. You can be a part of that. And creative arts, we've got different things. Obviously, we're always looking for people who can sing, who can play instruments, and people who can just contribute. We're really looking for drummers and bass players. And so if you can you can help be a part of that in any way, sign up for that. And we're always looking. We have like 12 social media accounts. You know how it is. It's overwhelming. And so we want to be able, honestly, if you're like, you know what, I've mastered the hashtag game. Like I could rock your Movement Church Twitter account like nobody's business, all right? We want to talk to you. But those are just some ways that you could sign up, that you could get involved, and some ways that we wanted to engage you this morning and say, we're a body, we have a full expression in this room, and we want to make sure we're engaging people. And so if you want to look under your seat one more time, maybe not everybody has one, but there should be a puzzle piece under there. This is really what tipped Malachi off. He saw me buying these puzzles and wanted to put them together, and I was like, sorry, they're for church, buddy. And he was super upset by that. I think you're all holding a state, maybe? Yes, I think one of the 50 states. All right, that is just to take with you. Not as a guilt trip, but I want you to be able to put that on your mirror, take that to your house, and realize that you are uniquely created as an expression of God's gifting. You're not shaped like anyone else in the room. You don't look like anyone else in the room. Your gifting is not like anyone else in the room. And if we were to try and put a puzzle together without your piece, we would be incomplete. If we were to try and assemble a puzzle and you accidentally lost that piece or took it home or left early, we couldn't do that. We need you to be a full expression of the body of Christ. We need you to see the maturity and the fullness that God wants us to see. your unique gifting and your unique puzzle piece is needed and is necessary in the body of Christ. And so I want to just challenge you with that today and offer you a chance to respond. The puzzle piece is for you to take home, just to think about, put in your pocket, put it on your mirror, remember that, think about it. That's for you. But the white card, if you got a pen under your chair, I think if you want to circle one of those things and put your info down on there, if you're saying, okay, I'm here, I know people, but I'm not giving my gifts, and I realize that. I want to be a part of people growing in their faith. I want to be a part of helping people find their way back to God. I want to be a part of the body of Christ, and I want to contribute. We're gonna have a time right now where we can respond. We have a time of giving each week just where we can honor God with our finances. And as we do that, we pass baskets around. There's no pressure for anyone to put money in, but some of us, many of us, have just decided this is our home and we want to do that. As those baskets come around, if you wanna put one of those white cards in, just hand that in, and someone will contact you and say, hey, I see that you said you might have an interest in administration or social media or playing in the band. So we'll have our time of giving. We'll respond through worship. And as we do that, if you want to just slip one of those cards in there, take some time to think and pray about that and respond, we'd love to follow up with you. But wanted to just challenge us with that today. How can we be a full expression of the body of Christ? How can we make sure that we're maturing and deepening our roots and growing each other? How can we make sure that we're taking care of each other and loving one another and being community? How can we make sure that we're living out our job and we're using our piece of the puzzle, giving our piece of the puzzle to God's greater good? So let me pray, and then we can worship together. God, thank you for today. Thank you for a chance to look in your word, to open your word. God, thank you for a chance to be challenged by your word. Lord, I pray today that we'll just be honest. We'll be honest and say, Lord, are we living out the responsibility of the gifts you've given us? God, we're from different walks of life and different places, and some of us are on campus, and some of us travel all week and are all over the country. But God, we are a part of your body, and we're a part of this church, and you've said that if we're invested, if we're giving, we will see more of you, we will know more of you, and that will change us. And God, that's what we want. We don't want to just get together and have fun. We don't want to just be here because it's what we've always done. It's what our parents taught us, Lord. We want to be in your presence. We want to know you. We want to know your son, Jesus. We want to know what he wants for our lives, and we want to be changed and transformed by you. So God, help us to give with that in mind. Help us to give our gifts with that in mind, Lord, and know that when we're giving our gifts, we all win. We're blessing ourselves, but we're blessing the entire body of Christ. God, help us to see that. Help us to trust that. Help us to live and depend that is true, Lord. There are times that we don't want to give, times that we don't want to sacrifice. Help us to remind ourselves that we're seeing your love and seeing your sacrifice and seeing your grace and seeing your service, and we're modeling that for other people. So God, be with us now as we give. Be with us now as we just ask, is there a way that we can be involved, a way that we can connect, a way that we can serve or volunteer? Lord, it's in your name I pray. Amen.